Taking you inside the game and breaking down every second of the action.
Nembhard, who's crowded him outside, gets the contact, fires away, and hits the three-pointer anyway. Oh, he's flexing again. Dame time arriving early here in the playoffs.
This is Box at Six.
We just got to beat a team that, you know, even when we win, we got to be coming in the next day looking to improve and kind of like, you know, shore up some of the holes that we had in the game tonight and be better in the next one.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All Studios at the Avenue, alongside former Elon University Hooper Zora Stevenson, here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
Yes, it is. The Bucks at Six was similar to the Bucks in Six because, if you remember, when that was made, that was originally before Sears, I think, which Miami, which the Bucks didn't win a game in the Sears, I don't think. But, joined now by Zora Stevenson, we have to change the intro. Elon Hooper, no! She's got records. She's got to have some stats up there better than just played. Do I need to look this stuff up, or what's your number one stat as a college hooper? I know you were a good shooter, but you had some assists, or what? Do I have to look up the school numbers here?
I would just look up shooting. Threes right. made in a game, three-point percentage.
Yeah.
Don't look at anything.
This Elon Hooper does not do justice to how good you were. Like anybody who played there on any team, you could say that. I'm pretty certain that you were better than that. If necessary, I'll call the sports information director. I'm going to get the specs. What's the great? Here's a tribute to what I will remember as the greatest game Chris Middleton ever played for the Bucks. The best ever. Ever, 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 ever. The game they lost in overtime.
Ever? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yes, yes. Best game ever. Ever, 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 ever. You find me a game that he played better than that one, I want to watch the tape.
Chris has dropped 50 before.
I don't care. I don't care if he had 70. He didn't play better than he played in that game.
Chris led us against the Hawks in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I am not understating his otherwise greatness. You are understating the greatness of the performance in that game. That's what you're doing.
No, because we're not acting like Chris Middleton's best night as an NBA player was on a loss. We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Why not?
Because we're better. Because also, I'm not understating the greatness of Chris Middleton. I want people to understand that the greatness is consistent.
No.
Okay?
No.
Yes.
Not that level consistent. No!
He's not dropping 40 every night.
That's not the 40! He hits a game! It's a game tie
two
regulation!
Game winners.
And
two
he did
game
it again!
It was amazing.
By the way,
I was screaming.
By the way, we'll get on to other stuff, but I thought the play designed by Indiana was brilliant. I've not seen it where you initially inbound the ball so far in the backcourt with only a few seconds left so that your guard has that ability to be running almost like it's, you know, like you have a full court inbound.
Yeah,
and then there's a speed.
The defender is automatically
pedaling
back.
Yes.
Have you
seen that? I think every team's going to copy it if they don't. And then your teams are going to put a defensive player so far back so that that person doesn't get the running start that he got.
Also, I mean, Indiana just knew the holes in the Bucks defense. And what I mean by that is Milwaukee has always wanted to force people to shoot mid-range jumpers. Statistically, they're the worst shots. You know, on the floor. And Tyrese Halliburton gets right to what's the so-called worst shot and, you know, gets it to go. Obviously, Pat Bev fouled him as well. It was a great shot, too. It was a hard shot.
But if Beverly had been as far back in the backcourt and challenged the inbounds, there's no way that Halliburton could have had the same speed that he had by the time he got to 25 feet away from the basket.
But if you're Pat Bev, why would you go all the way out there when he has the potential to go by you? Yes, he still went by him. But my point is, like, thinking in a basketball, you would not tell your defender to go pressure up in the backcourt.
Well, you pressure so that he doesn't get a running start. Then you back off a little bit. Then you pray. You just can't let him get that fast a running start before he gets to 25 feet away. Because he never would have made that shot.
We're not going to be Monday morning.
Yeah, we are, but because I didn't blame the Bucks. I hadn't seen a team do that. I thought, that is so smart. Because everybody knows the difficulty when a team has the ball with, 7 seconds left and they go the full length of the floor. You know, no one knows really how to defend because you don't want to foul and the person's going so fast. How many of those late game shots have we seen from the full court? They did court by inbounding the ball into the back court.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Right.
So no, I'm not blaming anybody.
Are you at a point where because you jumped back to game three? So are you at a point where we just don't talk about game four?
No, we got. Forward? You get the toughest job you've ever had in your life. We got to talk about an hour on the Titanic.
Wait, it's still afloat though.
No,
people are still.
It is afloat, but we're at the point.
It's not underwater.
No, we're at the point where they are at the top of the boat, and the boat is now not horizontal; it's vertical, and they're deciding when they have to jump off. Now you're more positive than I am, and I expect you to. But they got, I want the honesty because people need to realize. That if the Bucks were to come back and win this series, it would be like the Titanic going from totally horizontal or totally vertical to horizontal and nobody dying. I know it's probably a bad comparison to an event where someone died.
Yeah, awful comparison, but
that's
see where
fine.
You're trying to
yes!
take it.
So,
yeah, it would be the entire – wait, this is what we should hone in on. We should hone in on this energy right here. If the Bucks win the series, let's just – do you see how happy you just got? Everybody close your eyes. If the Bucks win the series, my body just got filled with joy. I can see the streets of Water Street. Nuts. Nuts.
No, it'd be the greatest series, comeback series win in Bucks history. Maybe someone can bring them.
Somebody should be filming right now.
Well, but there's one fundamental problem. Again, talking with Zora Stevenson, who holds statistical records at Elon, where she played basketball.
We don't know what records,
I'm pretty comfortable. We got a couple there, and I'll do whatever work is necessary. Elon Hooper will no longer work as the intro, though there's also a question as to whether or not we'll have another show. But what?
I mean, yeah, a week. Well, if we're talking again in a week, Homer, that means they've won the series. We're not just talking about they won another game.
I'd be happy I'll be happy to win one more game. I'll be happy to win one more game.
They could do that. I mean, hey, I will tell you.
Yes.
Okay. I will tell you the way that they played without Giannis, without Dame, and with a Chris Middleton who was playing through pain, and without Bobby, which I mean, they were in the game. If you're the Pacers,
I can't talk about Bobby. I can't.
Okay. Yep.
Can't.
Too soon.
You can't. My kids, about some things you can be perfect. There weren't many, but there's a list. Hey, Bobby, there's a list when your top two guys are out. Yeah, that cannot happen. Not today, not next week, never. And I understand. Yeah. I don't care if you're the craziest, most intense guy ever. It cannot happen. I love Doc Rivers. You know, we all learn things, even when you've been in the league for a while.
Yeah.
All right,
here's the thing I respect about Bobby, though. He would own that, though. He would say, I got to be – no, it doesn't help. It doesn't bring him back in the game. It does, but he would say, my bad.
You know what I say?
That kind of guy.
Again, about some things you can be perfect. You can't say my bad. My bad doesn't cut it. It's incapable. You are incapable of defending your behavior. So I don't know. I never had one of our kids do anything that I had said about some things you can be perfect. So I don't know exactly how I'd react. I would probably say, I don't think we can ever talk about it. I just have to move on.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
My kid ran a red light. And then I said, and people said to me, Homer, everybody runs a red light. And I go, no, they don't. And then about 3 years later, I ran a red light. I go, okay, I can't put that on the list about some things you can be perfect. But I don't think I could ever bring it up because there's no answer.
Would the Bucks have won the game if Bobby didn't get tossed?
They'd have had a much better chance. And given the way the game went, I thought, one, Indiana was sloppy. They thought they had the game won for sure. And the Bucks made a couple runs. I think then you'd have got them scared, and then they could have overreacted. Yes, I think given the game I saw, they would have had a chance to win. Otherwise, it's just, yeah, we play well, nicely, but they're never, at the one point when they were scared, they went on a 21-10 run. So
I want to say, though, and I feel like you're going to disagree, it was not a blowout.
No, of course it wasn't. No, no one's going to say that. The game was closer than the final score.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And I just watched, I was watching it on national television, and you would have thought that it was a blowout, and it was not.
They didn't know what to say. They don't know what to say.
Well, I mean, I understand. This is why you play the game, you know, because the game's not won based on the injury report. And if I'm the Bucks, you gotta have mentality. And I know it's cliche. Chris Middleton talked about it. Hey, game five is our most important game, and we have the mindset. We just got to get back to Indy. Just get back to Indy. Now, I have a charge, though. Bucks, I need y'all to show up.
Forget it. I'm sorry. Don't tell me that. I'm giving you a heads up. You don't tell me what to be as a fan. This team has no chance to win. These expectations were so high. You're going to have a disappointing crowd. Hey, Bucks, I'll be your coach. It ain't on them. You play well enough that whatever group is here, I guarantee you, that you get ahead and do things, they'll be cheering like crazy, the people that are here. But you're not going to have a big crowd. You can give tickets away if people are coming because they've lost faith in you given the level of expectations for this season, which was to win a championship or compete for one. And there's not one person alive, even those people in that building, that believe you're going to get that far. Your job is to play and get them to cheer based on what you do. Don't be asking people for anything. Because you've lost the right to do that. It's not fair because it's been injuries. Nobody's coming.
Exactly.
It's going to be a terribly bad, but.
No, Homer, they're not giving tickets away. I know Milwaukee better. They're not giving tickets away.
All right.
You don't think it's going to be a full building?
No. They might say all the tickets are sold.
No point going to the game.
Ratings will be low. What? Come on. What's reality?
Homer.
What?
You've lost faith.
Totally. Yes. The series is over. Series is over. It's the Titanic. It's halfway up. And the Titanic, when it was vertical, did it have a chance? And I do this for two reasons. One, because I'm accurate. That's what everybody thinks, even the players. But that doesn't mean that crazy stuff couldn't happen. Yes, it could happen. Yeah. But if it does, that's how crazy it is. You must respect how difficult this challenge is because a lot of these young players played well. We can see how it could happen. But playing well ain't the story. Playing well is fine. Doesn't matter. That ended in fourth grade. You got to win. Can they win? And there's nobody on that team that has figured out a way that they can win. How do they win? We outscore them. Can't do that. We can defend to stop them. Can't do that. How do you win? I don't know. Ask Zora.
Dame goes off for 35.
I don't know how. Well, one. Even if he plays, you know he's not close to 100%. That's the other thing I wanted to say. Doc Rivers said it. He said, I love this team. And I think anybody watching them feels that way. Like the effort that Middleton gave. The effort you saw from Lopez. Goodness. Like, why don't you play like that when they need you to go? Like, go to the basket, buddy. But either way.
Whoa. I will not take any Brooke Lopez slander ever.
Really?
He is on a team. Ever.
Okay. Because
he is on a team with Giannis, he is on a team with Dame, and he's on a team with Chris.
Yeah,
there's only one basketball. People can't get mad at Brooke Lopez for
no. I'm not talking about the past. So like now, he doesn't have to have it that often. He certainly was more aggressive going to the basketball than he has been in the past when those guys are playing, right or not?
Yes,
but they don't ever let him around the basket, or is that what you're saying? He's not.
Well, I'm saying that when you have Giannis on the floor, you don't want to clog the paint with somebody posting up.
Okay.
I'm just thinking strategy here.
Yeah, that's true.
So it just doesn't work the same way. You want to give your guys who have the ability to go one-on-one room to work, and that's why you want to spread the floor. You don't want to have Brooks' defender just being able to sit in the lane and be another defender on Giannis. But what do I know? Hasman Hooper, and when And that's when Giannis doesn't play, Brooke has the ability to go back to the basket, Brooke, whatever you want to call him. I'm just giving you some context.
I know. That's what you're here for.
Yeah. I know.
By the way, I think they can win if Gallinari puts up 25. To win, I think he needs to put up 25.
He has some great minutes. I was like,
I know he could. And there's no way Indiana has any respect for him, so... puts up, all right, and how that we'll let you, what has to be done for the Bucks to win? Because we're aware, we saw it, that Indiana is certainly capable of being a little lazy and a little sloppy because they showed that at home. So they're clearly,
I got two things.
They're going to be way things. Overconfident, right? There's no doubt about that.
The Pacers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you even saw it in game four. Let's remember, these are NBA players. And when I say that, I mean Indiana. Remember, you're still playing an NBA team.
Yep.
You're not playing like the JV squad. These are guys that can hoop. They just haven't had the ability to showcase everything they have in the toolkit because they're playing with Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers. So let's remember that. Two things. You want me to reveal my two things?
No, we're going to take a break and you can reveal them. This is a good tease. Two things. Yeah. Two things from Zora. Way more than Elon Hooper. Next. Bucks at 6, because it starts at 6, not Bucks in 6. Hopefully we can say the Bucks
can't win in 6.
They can't. We just hope they play in 6. I'm Homer, and the leader is Zora Stevenson, who is a three-point shooting record holder at Elon. Do you know what record you have?
Is it three? I mean, 3-point percentage. Is there one person in front of me? 3-point percentage in a single season?
No. Nope.
What is it?
A 3-year starter. Stevenson set a school record for single season 3-point field goal percentage, 42.3%. Now, it's possible that someone has been done better since, but that doesn't matter. When you were there, you set the record. You are a 3-point shooting record holder. I apologize for the fact that the intro to the show said you were just an Elon Hooper. That is bad. When you're a 3-point shooting record holder, that's how people should know you. You were a 3-year starter, but that's not good enough. 3-year starter would be good enough if you weren't a record holder. Record holder trumps 3-year starter, in my humble opinion. All right, now you have the two things you were going to mention about the Bucks winning the next game, which is tomorrow night at midnight. What time? It's like they probably
8:30 tip off. 8:30
tip off. Probably because what? Phoenix isn't playing anymore. I don't know. That seems late.
West game.
Yeah, is that late, right? I mean, you've done some of these.
That's late. That's 9:30 Eastern. That's
yeah, but I mean, in Milwaukee, can you remember a game? There probably has been one that late. I don't know. But anyway, the Bucks are down 3-1. And Zora will tell us the two things necessary for the Bucks to win. I already said one, somebody scoring 25 points. I believe if he scores 25, they will win the game.
Yeah. Okay, so the first thing is a controllable, okay? We love to have a key to the game that's a controllable, something that you can control.
Yeah.
Rebounding. Let's go back to game three.
Oh,
okay.
I'm gonna do this.
The overtime loss. The Indiana Pacers had 32 second chance points on 19.
They got
rebounds.
6 shots in a possession with the game on the line late. I believe that was a record of any game I've ever seen. I believe they had 5 offensive rebounds. I apologize if I'm exaggerating, but I don't think so.
It was crazy. So that's a controllable.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and it's hard because the Bucks are switching up defenses. At times they're playing zone. It's hard to rebound out of a zone, but you can't make excuses. That is a controllable. You got to be able to rebound. Okay. Game 4, the rebounding was better. The Bucks won the boards 42-38.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, really cleaned up in terms of second chance points. Only 3 second chance points for Indiana. What crushed them was the 3-ball, right? Indiana had 22-3. So rebound, and then to counter whatever Indiana does on the offensive side, my second key is someone has to go off. someone has to have a Dame in game one kind of performance. Someone has to have a Chris in game.
But you're limited, probably. So you got to pick someone, as I did, Gallinari. You got to pick somebody you can't count on.
Oh, Bobby. Hey, Homer. This is setting up to be the perfect Bobby scenario. Okay, he had Pacer fans saying "Bobby, you suck" or something like that, trying to mimic Milwaukee fans. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee, all right. We gotta have our guys back, all right. So we need some loud Bobby chants. He's coming off a game where he got ejected. He wants to come back and
he's earned that. Yeah, we give him a pass. Yeah, you should be cheering.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is set up for the perfect Bobby scenario, and if Giannis is out again, Bobby will probably get the start, so he'll be able to be aggressive right out of the gate. Bobby. Ooh, Bobby for a career high.
And Beasley, too. He played really well. He hadn't been playing at all.
Well, yeah, he's just in a – it's so hard as a shooter, especially when you've been starting the entire season. And now with the switch up with Pat Bev, he's coming off the bench. His rhythm is probably just different. It would be one thing if he was used to coming off the bench this season, but he's not, right?
Well, he's starting next game.
Yo, if Dame is out, yes.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd even start Dame.
If he's available?
Well, but he's Homer. Available, kind of. He's not 100%. Yeah, he's a mess.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. If he's available, you got to, let me back up. If Giannis is available, you don't start him?
No, Giannis is not available. Giannis isn't playing. Dr. True is going to tell you that. He's not playing. But I'm saying, with Lillard, so you start the same five we started the last game, and then a few minutes in, people see him on the sidelines, they get standing ovation, and people get really excited, and he, adds some energy. So I don't know when you bring him in, but...
I don't hate it. I just feel like... I didn't like... What was that? Maybe my last season there, Chris had an injury and he came back and he was coming off the bench for like a month. I didn't like that.
Well, the reason you're doing it is to hope that you get Beasley back to what you got from him in the fourth game. He had 20 points, 4 of 7 shooting.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So he's earned the right to start again.
And I agree.
And then I'm going to, let him know. But to me, Lillard can't be any more than 65%. I mean, I thought what he did at the end of game three was incredible. He could have had crutches out there. He could have put the boot on and gone out there.
I know.
And I just got to fake it. I got to fake it. Yeah. So, and everyone's like, why wasn't he doing more? And then you realize
how special
it was. How much can you improve from being in that condition? Not that many days.
I'm positive, but this just... This sucks all around.
What exactly, either. When you say you're positive, explain that to me. Positive what?
I gave you my keys. I was very, fine. Very encouraged by game four.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the fight. Game three was phenomenal. I mean, you're right there.
Sad.
Oh, my
God. No, I could cry. I could have cried. If I was a member of Middleton's family, I'd have been crying. Because as you said it, that game.
To have that performance.
No, you need the worst part about losing is when you lose and people are then going to forget one of the great performances ever. And you're right. Nobody remembers it on a loss. I've said this. It just, that's the worst part of a loss when somebody does something so special. However this series goes, win or lose, this series deserved for people to remember. Yeah, they lost, but I'll never forget game three and Middleton's performance. And that's not going to happen. I'll remember it at that level, but
we'll remember it.
We're in a phone booth. This doesn't work that way. Sugar Free wants to comment. I didn't know we were taking calls. Zora's on. Do we take calls when Zora's on? I guess we do. All right, go ahead, Sugar Free.
Hey, I'll be there. I'll be there for game five.
Good.
Thank you.
Good for you.
I'm coming from Green Bay.
Good for you. I'll give you a standing ovation. Anybody who goes to that game, I will give a standing ovation. If you're going to the game, feel free to call in the final half hour, and I will give you a standing ovation. Just out of curiosity.
And we can win game.
Yes.
We can win game five.
Energy. Homer, this is the energy we need.
See? Just fine. Yes.
Come on.
You notice that he said, we can win game five.
We will.
I believe that.
Win game five.
Okay, that's...
Ooh. We will win.
And what game do you act, just out of curiosity, Sugar Free, what do you win by winning game five?
You get to go to game six.
A chance for Giannis or Dame to be back in game six. We need one of those two to be ready for six. Otherwise, we are toast. So we need one of those two.
Get to game six, I believe that Lillard would play at way, 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 way less than 100%. Giannis, I'm not sure. It's all a question of how big the risk is for a more serious injury, and I think for Giannis it's...
And that's not worth it.
No, of course it's not worth it. Yeah. So, yeah, that's right. So win game five, you'll get somebody back for game six. We have no guarantee of that, but I think it's a reasonable...
And do you think, hey, Homer, do you think game seven will have a full house?
Yes, game seven. Game seven. Yes, once the Titanic goes from vertical to 45 degrees, not 90, then yes, you'll have a packed house because they know they would have a chance to observe something historical, even with the great past history of the Milwaukee Bucks. Yes. Winning this series would be as memorable as any series the Bucks ever played aside from an NBA Finals.
Okay. You didn't go too far.
No, you can't. But it would be the equal to like an Eastern Conference Finals.
I don't know if I'm letting you in the building because you had no faith. If it comes back for game seven, I don't know if you should be allowed to go.
What? Again, fine. Ban me. I don't care. I would at game seven, I would think they have a chance. Yes. So I didn't know we were at game seven. I thought we were at game five. They get to game seven, and even if you don't want me, which is fine, I would still have a I would say, yeah, they can pull it off. They win five and six.
It's on for seven.
No, I would expect them to win. That would be, actually, if they win five and six and lose seven, that would be game three Middleton, part two. That would just be, that'd be the worst.
But it would be better than losing.
Of course, it always is. As painful as it would be, yes. Because we would have seen some greatness or something special in five and six.
Right, in order to get to that point.
Yeah, which you don't ever not want. All right, Sugar Free, he's going to be there. Yeah, if you're going to be there for game five, call in. Standing ovation from Homer. Not for Zora, because she doesn't think it's that big a deal, but I think it's a huge deal. You are a ultra, mega, industrial-sized Bucks fan. Unless you have tickets that you've already paid for, if you're at game five.
I don't think it's a big deal because I know Milwaukee's going to show up and show out. Let's be clear here. That's why. Like, I think the arena's going to be packed. Homer thinks they're going to be giving away tickets on Juno.
I do. Yes, I believe the price of a ticket will be so low that people will be embarrassed by it. Now, earlier, game one, I think it was $49, wasn't it, Pebble? Didn't we say that? Game one, $49, I think? Yeah, this will be lower than $49. This will be...
You can get a ticket for $49?
What?
You can get a ticket to game one for $49?
Yes, right? Wasn't that it, Pebble? Didn't we say that?
I believe that was
it. Look it up now. It's probably lower than that now for game five. Pebble will look it up. I don't want to... Should we tell? I mean, Zora will get mad or disappointed or sad. Don't be sad. It's...
Will.
No.
I take this stuff personal.
Well, you shouldn't.
Right.
I don't think you should. A position of not believing in this Bucks team this year is both reasonable and appropriate. And it doesn't mean you don't appreciate the players. They have two historically horrific injuries.
It's
the cheapest tickets you can get on StubHub are $18 a piece.
18?
Wow.
Section 201, row 8, seats 4 and 5, $18
each. 18. Will it get down to single figures?
Wow.
And I would say this, if you've never been to a Bucks playoff game, you will have for that reason, yes, you'll have the better chance. But the problem is, I'm not paying that to go see Gallinari. I want to see Giannis. And if Giannis isn't there, I want to see Damian Lillard. And if he's not there, I'm not going. So I
I mean, you can get lower bowl for six. I mean, I'm biased. All right. Let's get that disclaimer.
No, it's a great deal.
The Milwaukee Bucks in-game experience is second. Like, I've been to a lot of arenas. I've been to stadiums, different sports. There's nothing like the in-game Milwaukee Bucks.
No, you can't get them this cheap at Aldi. Yes, you're right. This is an experience. Given the situation, if you, especially if you've never been to a Bucks playoff game, the deal of a lifetime. Center court's what? $42 first row?
It's about
119. I can't believe that actually. Like those tickets are like 500. So anyway, yes, Pebble, thanks for the work.
Get you a seat in the BMO Club.
That you have a chance to see, and it's the playoffs. I would think there'll be a lot of people from Oshkosh coming. Halliburton played the Oshkosh North, I believe. So, all right, third quarter next. Bucks at 6 with Zora Stevenson. We hope this is not the last show. The Bucks play tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum at 8:30. Zora Stevenson, former part of the TV team, three-point shooting record holder at Elon College. It is college. Is it college or university? I don't know what it is. What do they go by?
Well, it was Elon University, but college basketball.
Okay. Elon University. Yeah, there aren't many colleges left. And we have determined that you would have a chance to go to a Bucks playoff game for as reasonable a price as may ever occurred before. And you should take advantage of
it. And you will be among a packed crowd. Right, Homer?
No. But it will be a crowd that will be close to packed, and it will be a crowd that is ready to cheer if the Bucks, with whatever group they play with, I'm not expecting Giannis, and I am also not expecting Lillard, but I think there's a better chance of that. I'm also not expecting that Giannis's brother will play.
Yeah, the first injury report listed Giannis and Dame as doubtful, probable Patrick Beverley and Chris Middleton.
Yeah, I'd say that'll be it. And so there will be an appreciation for a Bucks win greater than would even be the case with Giannis and Lillard, because there will be an appreciation for what this particular group has accomplished or is accomplishing, so that you have game six, and then everybody can hope that one of those would be back. The disappointment that fans have is to some degree also the result of the Bucks, because everybody doesn't really know the condition of Giannis. They're like, well, he could play. He should play. They could have resolved this by just saying he's not playing in this series. But they chose not to do that, and we'll see why, because if he plays in one of the remaining games, or if not, then that will be something people will always wonder. But I'm not sure that how the Bucks fans feel is very high on the Bucks list, given all the other legitimate concerns they have. All right, Zora, where do you want to go now? You want to get people more excited? You have more of the reasons?
I think we have to leave them on a high note. We have to leave people feeling at least 1% better about game five. We gotta do something. We shouldn't be laughing when we say that. We gotta get people to a point where they truly feel in their soul that
you cannot do it.
Unlike you, you're thinking series as a whole. Like I just think I know it's like annoying, and you hear the players say it, like, I mean, when teams are up for elimination, but it truly is like, just focus on game five.
No, I agree.
Just focus on the opportunity at home. You get back home. Fans, I'm predicting a Bobby Portis night.
Okay, that's good.
I'm predicting, and you need Chris to kind of steady the ship too.
Yeah, he's got to do the same. I'm counting on
if we have a Bobby Portis 30 plus, Bucks win.
Yeah, and I'm counting on the combination of Portis and Beasley. I think the two of them have to combine for 45. Because then you have four people scoring. Then you have Middleton scoring, you have Lopez scoring, and then you maybe have enough. And Indiana's weakness is defense. Like, everybody scores on Indiana. And they will not shoot. The other thing here is they will not shoot 51% three-point shooting.
No.
I mean, if I was the coach, I'd say, we don't have to do anything better than we did the last game. They're not going to shoot 22 of 43. They can't do that if we aren't even on the floor. They were just smoking out. So we play the same game.
Game three, they shot 26%.
Right. They play the same game and shoot 30, maybe even I'd figure out what 35%. We can win the game. And that's what they're going to do.
But the Bucks can't give them, I mean, in every single game in the series so far, they've given them open threes. It's just been up to whether Indiana makes them or not.
Yeah. That's well, they're going to get open threes. 22 out of 43. All right. So 43, we need 15 out of 43. Yeah. It's like, that's seven less threes. And 15 out of 43 is still 30-some percent. Yeah. Seven right there. Nothing else has to change. That's 21 points, and they lost by 13.
Right. Okay.
So the Bucks.
Miles Turner can't have seven threes.
He's not. Whatever anybody wants to bet. There's absolutely 0% chance he's going to go. He's going to 7 of 9. So, no, they go 22. If the key would be if Indiana has 15 or fewer three-point shots, the Bucks should be able to win the game. They're at home.
Well, I mean, they had 13 threes in game three, and that went to overtime. There's and situations here, right? Like, okay, Indiana can't go off from the three-point line, and the Bucks have to rebound, and...
No, they just have to do. They have to play like they did in game four. You're right. You called the rebounds. They let him rebound 42 to 36. Yeah.
Right.
So all they have to do is play exactly the same way they played in game four, and they win.
Except
what? Now who's being negative now?
No. Because you're not being factual.
I am factual. Okay, hold on. They 22 of 43. 15 of 43 is like 35%. I'm letting them shoot 35%, and the Bucks still win if they don't do anything different than what they did in game four. Because that's a difference of seven.
The exact same thing. Wait. The Bucks do the exact same thing. We're just hoping, a.k.a. we're not putting things in our power. We're just hoping Indiana shoots worse.
Because we're not hoping that they do anything dramatically worse than the norm. We know 100%. Right. They're not shooting 51%. I don't know what they are. Pebble, look up what they are. Well, you want to look at what they are in the three games other than that. But I'm giving them 35% three-point shooting. I'm not saying they got to shoot it. I'm giving them 35% shooting, and the Bucks still win. That's all that's got to change. You don't have to do anything. Now, the question is, can the Bucks repeat what they did in game four? All right, let's ask this. Can they shoot 51% from the field? Yes, or can they do that again? The Bucks. Can they shoot 36% shooting threes? Here's the toughest one. Can they out-rebound Indiana by six and have two more offensive rebounds? Indiana.
Yes, you're going to have a double-double back. You're going to have Bobby back.
It's true. All right, Bobby Porter's going to score more. Or Porter... Portis and Beasley combined for 24. So they'll combine for 24 again, even if Beasley doesn't play. Middleton, 25, no problem. Lopez, 27. I'm a little iffy on that.
In game one, the Pacers shot 21% from three.
Yep.
Game two, 44% from three. Game three, 32%. Yeah. And last game, 51.
Yeah, they're about to, all I'm saying is just be average, 35%, and the Bucks win. That's nothing else has to change. Everything else can be the same. I think the rebounding is going to be the biggest issue.
I just don't want it to go down to the wire. Like, for the Bucks to win, I don't want it to be like a one-possession game.
Really? I don't have any problem with that because they can't stop Chris Middleton.
Yeah, but who's going to stop Tyrese?
No, his overall numbers are not that good. I think they can. I mean,
they're really not.
All they have to do is not give him 26 shots in one possession. No, like they had 5 offensive rebounds. The Pacers. Pebble, check the offensive rebounds for Indiana in the first 3 games. We'll get to that to lead the fourth quarter. Now I'm the positive one, and Zora's not. Nothing else. Nothing else has to change, and they're not going to do it. It's the easiest coaching. Doc, I don't have to ask you to do anything. Just play the way you did in game 4. The Indiana Pacers will not shoot 51% shooting 3. Yeah, but there were open threes. They've had open threes the whole term, the whole
flip. You can't say that as a coach.
And they're fine.
If you find out that was Doc's
they're gonna
speech.
Well, no, we're trying to not give them open threes. But I'm saying you can't say it was the open threes why they shot 51% because they've been getting open threes the whole series. Maybe a coach can't say that, but that's true. And so you don't have to do anything different. Play game 4, we win. They will not shoot 51% shooting threes. You don't have to do anything better or different than you gained in game 4. How's that, Zara? How do you?
So now you're confident.
Yes,
they're not going to shoot.
That's the best way to sell it. Yes. In order for the Bucks to lose, they have to screw up something that they didn't screw up in game 4. And the biggest concern to me would be offensive rebounds. I mean, they held Indiana to 5. What did Indiana have in game 3? 106?
Game 1, 14. Game 2, 7. Game 3, 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, 19.
Yeah.
32 points, second chance points.
Yeah, so I would say your job is to limit them to under 10 offensive rebounds, which you can do because you've done that in games, and that will solve it. But you don't have to do anything special. Nobody has to do anything special.
So I scrap out.
It's just that you think Indiana will do something they didn't do. But I want to apologize because Gallinari doesn't even have to show up. He can sit in the stands for the Bucks to win. He had 6 points, and not necessary. The premise that they have to do something special is wrong. We'll see if Zora agrees to that. The premise that the Bucks have to do something special to win game 5 is wrong. Will Zora say it? Next. The Bucks have to do nothing special different than what they did in game 4 to win game 5. I'm Homer. This is Bucks in 6 or Bucks at 6, whatever. Bucks, let's get to 6. Hope the Bucks make game 6. There we go. With Zora Stevenson, the 3-point shooting record holder at Elon University. Just so you know, it was better than 42%. All right, we have 2 minutes left, and head coach Zora Stevenson will now go through the speech she would give to the Milwaukee Bucks as they get ready for game 5 against the Indiana Pacers.
First off, I disagree with you. 1, because disagreeing with you is fun. And 2, they do need to be special. This is the NBA playoffs. I'm not ready to be a coach. You put me up. Now I'm getting all, like, ambitious.
What?
Okay.
Tell them. It's your life. You play basketball. Go for it. Whatever you want to say them. You're Zora. They're looking at you. They're listening. They respect you.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, coach, come on. I got to get out there and take my jumpers. What do you got?
Okay. Just go out and do you. I don't need you to be anything but who you are. Bees, I just need you to knock down shots. Pat, I just need you to hustle. Bev, I need you to stop Tyrese Halliburton. That is your sole job today.
Go.
Chris, lead us, baby. Lead us. We have enough in this locker room suited up to get this done tonight. We've got them on their heels. They think that they're just going to come in here and take it? You don't take anything from the deer. Let's go.
Wow, you don't. Pebble, you got to have that ready. I love it. You don't take anything from the deer. I'm not exactly sure what it means, but it sounds good.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be the coach.
Anything else?
Because
we can edit this part out. Do you have any final words? All right. Then give us. These are my last words. This is, people remember the last thing. Take it away, coach. You got 10 seconds.
I used all my best stuff. You didn't tell me there was a grand finale?
Hey, I'll do it. Shock the world! Shock the world! Oh. You won't shock anybody in this room, but the world doesn't get it yet. Show the world! How about that? That's better. Show the world! Thanks, three-shot shooting record holder from Elon University. Now I feel more comfortable. Nice job, coach. We're going to play that 100 times tomorrow.
Yeah, we're ready to win. Ready to win.
There you go.
Game five, baby. Bucks 2-6. Get it 2-6.
You can't. We can't have the laugh part in there. All right, we're late. You were great. Man, we need another show next.